congrats. Boy, great honor. Nebraska Coaches Association Basketball Coach of the Year. That's tremendous. Coming off a great season, championship, and this is just kind of icing on the cake for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really special. You know, it's just another award that kind of just goes back onto the team, though. I mean, none of this happens without having a good group of kids and everything. So, you know, it's something that I've talked to those guys a lot, and just very thankful for those kids, you know, putting in the time and effort and everything. Because, like I said, without those guys doing all that, none of this happens for me either. So,
great players, great coaching staff, great school. You know, your coaching staff. I just watch you a lot of what your coaches do for you during the state tournament games. Those guys really, really provide a lot of backing for you, don't they?
Yeah, you know, Les, he's the kind of the dad of the group. You know, he's the older one, and he's the one that probably a lot of this goes back onto. Is he's been taking these kids, you know, to tournaments and different things, and really developing them ever since about the third grade. And so he's kind of been with these guys for all these years and everything. And so he's the one that, you know, I give a lot of credit to. And then Jalen comes in here the last, you know, 4 years with us as well, and he's just a great basketball mind. You know, he gets, obviously his dad and his grandpa have been around basketball for all these years, and so what he brings is, you know, something that can't be really matched. And we all kind of just work together, and we gel, and you know, we give the kids a lot of different looks, and we have a lot of different opinions and whatnot, and they kind of just go with it. So it's really special to have those guys by my side.
I'm sure you're not afraid at any time to pick the brains of some of those guys you just mentioned, you know, with Joel and what he's done in his career, and you know, with Jerry and what he's done with his career. I don't know if you've ever had some long talks, but you're never afraid to, you know, I'm going to pick their brains a little bit and see what they think.
Yeah, you know, definitely. Like I said, I try not to bug Joel, you know, too much, just because, you know, he has his own season going and whatnot. And, you know, I mean, obviously having Jalen, he talks to him all the time. And Jerry, he comes to the majority of our home games and whatnot, and everything. So it's definitely nice to have those guys, you know, around. And they're always willing to offer some advice if need be. But try not to bug him too much. Like I said, Jalen, he talks to him more than probably what I do. So, you know, I kind of just let him handle that side of things.
Are you in basketball withdrawals, Eric? Are you missing it since this all ended here a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah. You know, I've told a lot of people. I told my wife. I go, I don't know what to do with myself at night. you know, I'm a night owl. I don't sleep the greatest. And so usually put the kids down to bed and wife goes to sleep. And then I would stay up and watch film and, you know, do some different things, you know, to get ready for games and whatnot at nights while everyone was asleep. And now I have nothing to do. And so I think I've watched the state championship game on TV, you know, countless times. And, you know, I still open up my computer and just watch, you know, the other state games and other games that were fun throughout the season, just because I don't know what else to do. So it's, you know, and obviously you still learn, you know, you're always trying to find ways to learn and look back and see what you could have done better and different things like that. So, you know, it's on to the next season. You know, what can we do to improve and everything else? So, but it's just fun. Brings up a lot of good memories, but definitely some time that I just don't know what to do with right now.
You look back in the state tournament, I watched all three games. Wow, it was not an easy tournament. And, you know, you ask most coaches, no, state tournament's not supposed to be easy. But, boy, all three games. I mean, it was a battle. You had to rally from behind sometimes. So you're in situations where maybe the other team could have won just as much as you could have won that one. You had to kind of battle your way back in every game.
Yeah, you know, being down in the state tournament the last 2 years, I think, was really helpful to us and, you know, our seniors that had played a lot in those, you know, last 2 years down there. So, you know, the first game, we get in foul trouble early, you know, that gets us kind of nervous, and team makes a little bit of run right before halftime, and we come out of halftime, and, you know, you just don't know how that second half's going to go with being in, you know, kids being in foul trouble. And, again, I think just our experience and having our seniors, you know, been down there for the last couple of years was key to staying out of foul trouble and just kind of pushing us over the top of a very young Bridgeport team. You know, and then second round game, we were hot early. We got out to a big lead, and we were kind of just able to maintain, you know, that game, you know, when they were making a little bit of a run late. So, you know, that was key. And then the state championship game, again, we got off to a fast start, which was huge because, you know, our best player gets in foul trouble in the set in the end of the first quarter and has to sit the whole second quarter. And, you know, one thing is we just told him at halftime, you know, after halftime, is, you know, we don't win this game without you on the court. And I thought he did a phenomenal job of, you know, staying on the basketball court for the rest of that second half and into overtime. So you got to have some things go your way to win three games down there. You know, last year we won the two games, and the ball just didn't bounce our way in that state championship game. You look back, there's a lot of 50-50 balls and some shots that went in and out for us. And so it, you know, it's just the way the game goes. This year we, you know, we were on the lucky side of things, and just very thankful and proud of the way the kids came out and responded this year.
Finally, Eric, I'm sure it's April, May, and school's going to be out before you know it, a month and a half, something like that. You're starting to get the ball rolling for summer activities, gym work, camp, stuff like that. I'm sure you're starting to think about that a little bit, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, I start to get a lot of emails here at the start of March, and basketball season for us, thankfully, was still going, and so I try not to pay too much attention to any of those. And so definitely got some camps lined up for us in the summer. I try to knock those out in early to mid-June and kind of let the kids be kids, you know, and handle their baseball stuff in late June and early in, you know, into July. And so, but we're always running open gyms and having kids in the gym throughout the whole summer. It's stuff that I think is just key to us. And we'll run a youth camp, you know, at the end of May here to get the young kids involved and just try to keep building the program in the right direction and keep things, you know, rolling. We've got things heading in the right direction. We just got to keep that ship steered in the right direction.